93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia.
The Welcoming Land by Perfume Tree here on Syrup Mousse Radio. Welcome to the second hour of the show. This half, this B-side is all Canadian artists, all British Columbia artists, I believe, which I think is pretty cool. So there you just finished hearing The Welcoming Land by Perfume Tree, and before that you heard 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 by Effortless. Artists from here in British Columbia, at least according to their Bandcamp pages. I will say it has happened before where I, because I like to reach out to the Bandcamp artists that I play, and one of them had been listed as from a part of British Columbia, and in talking to them, they said that they actually weren't from there. They just identified with that region of the world, and the bandmates were kind of all over the place, so it was where they wanted to be centralized, which I thought was interesting, but definitely was a little prank that they pulled on me. Anybody who knows why, how, like what the CanCon regulations around that are in terms of like people programming radio shows will know why that's a bit of a prank. And I wish they wouldn't do that, but they did, and that's fine. It's fine. Thank you for sticking with me here in the second hour of the show. Usually this is the part of the show where I'll talk about the stuff I have been consuming. And I'm going to do that in the next little bit here. We're going to talk about some books after this next song. This next song is called Her Dog Chloe. It is by an artist from BC called Hate Mail. And we're going to go right on splashing on into it here. So this is Her Dog Chloe on Syrup Mousse Radio, and we will be back. Chloe by Hate Mail on Syrup Mousse Radio. Let's talk about books, shall we? I, as you may or may not know, have been on a unreal reading kick this year. I am now at 38 books that I've read since January. Obviously, some of them are short, some of them are quicker reads, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. And it's been awesome, truly. Like, when I was a kid, I was a really voracious reader. And so to start to feel that again has been really cool. And it feels really good to be doing that. The last three books that I read, The Deep by Nick Cutter, The Mustache by Emmanuel Carré, and Dead Silence by S.A. Barnes. And funny enough, reading Dead Silence, I was reading it and going, huh, this sounds really familiar. That's interesting. I you know, got about 100 pages in and then thought, okay, wait. If I know what happens in the next few pages, then I've read this book before. And sure enough, I'd read the book before and completely forgotten. I thought maybe, you know, it was playing homage to a lot of different things. It definitely plays a lot of homage to Event Horizon and Alien, but I thought maybe that was the issue. It was a bit more of a pastiche, but no, it turns out I had read it before, which has never happened to me before, where I go in and start reading a book and go, wait, I know all the details that are happening. I did finish it, though. It's fine. It's a fun book. But I'll say that my new favorite book, probably of all time, is The Mustache by Emmanuel Carrère, translated by Lainey Goodman, about a man who shaves his mustache and nobody notices or cares, and he starts to completely come apart. I cannot recommend that book enough. It's truly, there's a few books that I've read this year that will stick with me, I think, forever. That one in particular, and The Laws of the Skies by Gregory Courtois, translated by Rhonda Mullins. Interestingly enough, they're two French books. I guess French writers just got it. They know what's going on. And I've just started reading Fantastic Land. There are just some really, I really can't say enough how massive reading has been for me this year. And if you want to, you can follow me on Storygraph. I'm at Old Cryptid there. I'm more active on there than I am on Letterboxd lately, which is actually kind of surprising because I've been a movie guy for a lot of my adult life. And so to have sort of taken this really hard shift to books is interesting. And it's been, like I said, it's been deeply fulfilling and satisfying. And I recommend giving it a try. I'll say, too, if you're interested, I have been writing about my reading on themarsh.ca. Every 2 months, I do a new part and just sort of go over the books that I've read and the things that I liked and didn't like and why. So if you're interested, check all that stuff out. And if you're not, that's also totally fine. But I would love to chat books. And if you have recommendations, feel free to send those over to radio@themarsh.ca. What's your favorite book? What kinds of things do you like to read? Oh, man. That's that. That's the book section. So why don't we check out a couple more songs? How about that? I've got some Kiwi the Witch and Thin Milks for you here on Syrup Moves Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the one movie I've watched in the last month. That doesn't seem right, but it's absolutely true. I've watched one movie in the last month, which is crazy. But we'll get into that after this. So this is Kiwi the Witch with The Violence on Syrup Moves Radio. Then Milk's Morning Sun, and before that, Kiwi the Witch with The Violence. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, your favorite award-winning anarchist radio show. All right, I said before those two songs that I was going to talk about the like one movie I've watched in the last month. And honestly, I haven't seen a lot of new movies this year. I think the ones that spring to mind are Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie, and this one. And I'll say this, they are the two best movies that I've seen in a long time. And you should check both of them out. Even if you haven't seen the series that Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie is based on, check the movie out. It's truly unbelievable. The stuff that they were able to pull off. Anyway, the other movie that I finally got around to watching was the truly incredible Obsession, directed by Curry Barker, written and directed by Curry Barker. I probably don't need to tell you that much about this movie because everyone, it is the movie everyone's been talking about, I think, this year, that and Backrooms. They're everywhere. You kind of can't avoid them. And when a movie gets like that, particularly a horror movie, I start to kind of get my back up a little bit and I start to think, okay, well, there's no way, right? There's no way that it's going to be this good. It won't be as good as people are telling me it is because it doesn't seem like a possibility. Well, I did have relatively high expectations, though, because I enjoyed Barker's last movie, Milk and Cereal, which is really good and available entirely on YouTube. Anyway, Obsession is as good as people have said it is. Straight up, folks. I don't know what else. I don't know how else to sell this to you. If you have heard that it is good, you have heard correctly. It is a... it's incredible. And I'm excited and nervous kind of for the future of Curry Barker, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But this movie in particular, unbelievable. And the performances in particular by Michael Johnston as Bear and Indy Navarrete as Nikki, truly exceptional. Indy especially, her performance as Nikki is going to become a like... piece of iconic horror cinema history. There's no way that it doesn't stay with you, for sure. So if you don't know, the movie is about a guy hopelessly in love with a longtime friend who makes a wish that she would love him more than anything in the fucking world. That is his words. And his wish comes true. And to the logical extreme of that statement. And it's interesting to watch the discourse around the movie. I've actually seen people argue that that Bear didn't do anything wrong, or that Bear and Nikki are equal in their victimhood in the movie. And straight up, that's not true. I'm going to tell you right now, watch this movie and really think about what's happening. And if someone tells you that Bear did nothing wrong, that should be a huge red flag. I kind of joked after I watched it that it should have to be on all internet dating profiles. If you have to either check that you agree or disagree with that statement that Bear did anything wrong. And if they say he didn't do anything wrong, that's a red flag and you shouldn't date that person. Essentially what we're talking about here is a guy taking away a woman's autonomy and refusing to take any responsibility for it. It's a really excellent movie. I'm not going to go into spoilers or anything really, other than to say there is some really shocking gore in the movie that caught me completely off guard. And some really excellent performance and makeup work that was done with Indy in particular. The whole performance from Indy Navarrete, it deserves to be talked about as much as it's being talked about. And the movie is great, but Bear is a villain. And funny enough, it was like a day later that I was thinking about the movie. I haven't stopped thinking about this movie. And I realized, like, his name is Bear. And... you can't tell me that that's not a reference to the internet discourse about a man being trapped in the woods with a man or a bear. If you remember that whole thing that went around, it's there's no way that that and if that is indeed a reference, it is such a it is such a clear labeling of Bear as the villain of this piece that it's crazy that people don't get it. And yet I absolutely am not surprised that people don't get it. So there we go. I do want to talk briefly about Curry Barker. He was born, he's a full decade younger than me. He was born in 1999, and this movie has done truly insane numbers for the studios that have booked him. He has already got a follow-up to Obsession planned for 2027 called Anything But Ghosts, but he has also been brought on to direct another adaptation of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, as well as a Universal Blumhouse monster movie. The work is starting to come for Barker, and I mentioned before that I'm actually nervous for him about this, and the reason is what happens so often with these unique voices is that they start to make money for studios, and studios go, oh, perfect, we'll just keep using your name and wringing out every last bit of originality and creativity that you have so that you can continue to make us more and more and more, and then you dispose of them, right? And I mean, I think an example of that is we saw Taika Waititi, who is somebody who has such an interesting and unique voice, who essentially was mushed into the Marvel machine to make more Marvel movies. And, you know, he still makes movies that are solid, for sure, but his voice gets lost in these giant productions. And that is my fear for Curry as well, is that just Hollywood being what Hollywood is, it will strip him of his voice. And I worry for that. But, you know, easy for me to say, sitting here on the radio, not being the director of multi-million dollar movies. But I just hope that he is able to maintain some of that. And also that, you know, his movies aren't, kind of destroyed by studios. And I remember reading even that one of the studio notes he got was that Bear was too unsympathetic and maybe he could be a bit more of a hero, and which is crazy because it defeats the whole purpose and goes against the whole point of the movie. Anyway, all that is to say, Obsession is as good as you have heard, and you need to go and watch it, because goddamn, I truly loved it. And it's an excellent movie. So there you go. That is my recommendation. We're going to listen to some Subtractive Lad with Body of Water on Sierra Moose Radio. We'll be back.